It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 1st, 2018. Marcia Blaine School for Girls was a day school which had been partially endowed in the middle of the 19th century by the wealthy widow of an Edinburgh bookbinder. She had been an admirer of Garibaldi before she died. Her manly portrait hung in the Great Hall and was honored every Founder's Day by a bunch of hard-wearing flowers, such as chrysanthemums or dahlias. These were placed in a vase beneath the portrait upon a lectern which also held an open Bible with the text underlined in red ink, "O where shall I find a virtuous woman? For her price is above rubies." Those words are from the first chapter of the best-known novel by British author Muriel Spark, The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, published by Macmillan in 1961. Today we celebrate the centennial of Muriel Spark's birth, recalling that she was born Muriel Sarah Camberg in 1918 in Edinburgh, Scotland. The serious message and powerful themes that characterize her work are made all the more palatable by her effective use of sharp satire and biting wit. She was educated in the city of her birth and later spent some years in Central Africa, which served as the setting for her first volume of short fiction, The Go-Away Bird and Other Stories, in 1958. She returned to Great Britain during World War II and worked for the Foreign Office writing propaganda. She then served as General Secretary of the Poetry Society and editor of the Poetry Review. Later, she published a series of critical biographies of literary figures, including Mary Shelley, John Masefield, and the Bronte sisters. She converted to Roman Catholicism in 1954. Asked why she did that, she replied wittily, "Well, if you're going to do a thing, you should do it thoroughly. So I thought, if you're going to be a Christian, you may as well be a Catholic." Until 1957, Muriel Spark published only criticism and poetry. But with the publication of The Comforters in 1957, her talent as a novelist was immediately evident. Her third novel, Memento Mori, from 1959, was adapted for the stage in 1964 and for television in 1992. But without question, her best-known work is The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, which unveils a domineering but idolized teacher at a girls' school. It also became popular in its stage and film versions in the 1960s. Maggie Smith won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance in the title role in the movie. Some critics found Spark's earlier novels minor, and some of these works are characterized by humorous and slightly unsettling fantasy. The Mandelbaum Gate from 1965 marked a departure toward weightier themes, and the novels that followed have a distinctly sinister tone. Her other works include collected poems and collected stories, both from 1967. Her autobiography was published in 1992. Muriel Spark was made Dame Commander of the British Empire in 1993, and she died in Florence, Italy on April 13, 2006, at the age of 88. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 1st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.